KA5WLL Mobile.
KO4HKX.
I'm loaded up with some supplies heading your way. Is 64 still passable from 26?
Had people show up here already this morning coming in that way, so you're good.
Roger that. We're departing downtown Taylor's on the way.
Leroy, you're at least an hour and a half out, so be careful. And again, you'll lose a repeater right around the state line, and it'll be real spotty coming through once you get to 64.
K5WLL. W4SOE, go ahead.
When you get on the back side of Hendersonville, there's a short, like 200-yard piece of 64 that had a whole bunch of trees that fell over, and they closed it, and they detour you to the right. But it's like a 100-yard detour, so no big deal. There are some narrow spots up there, and folks are not really slowing down when they go through those narrow spots, so be careful.
KO4LEO.
Thanks. Go ahead, Jim.
I got to take some mules out towards Levin and Table Rock Road, that area up that way. Anybody know anything about how Highway 11's doing?
Highway 11, there was a bridge closure as of yesterday right there at Echo Valley and the F-Mart, the bridge between Echo Valley and the F-Mart.
We got a lot of folks that are going out to deliver meals from Meals on Wheels today, so if I see any blockages or anything, we'll let you know.
Roger that. I appreciate the reports. KO4HKX, standing by.
So that you know, the Walmart Taylors is pumping gas on generator, but they are pumping fuel, and the Walmart Supercenter is open for business, accepting cards.
For that, I appreciate the info.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
KO4HKX.
Hey, boss man, how you holding up?
I'm a Gary's here with me right now.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Well, you listen to him. He is the man. But if you got like 1 minute, let me give you a little bit of an update if you have time.
Can you wait till this Winlink's done downloading so it doesn't wash you out?
Absolutely. Standing by.
W4SOE.
Boss man, how are you?
Oh man, I had fun yesterday with that antenna mortar. I've got two operators that are going up, coming out of Anderson County, that are going up there to work some remote distribution sites. One of them you might know, Rich Shalita, K4NWX. I've told him about the RF situation and the bleed over. He's going to try to tighten up the config. I know Gary's up there now too, so maybe Gary can do it. But he's taking some things up there with him to try to help shore up that whole setup.
Yeah, roger that. Are you home?
Sitting here at the house, drinking coffee.
Yeah, roger that. Do you have internet?
I do not.
Okay. Two things. Don't you write this down for me?
Emma? All right, send it.
All right, when you get near internet, I want you to go to YouTube for me. And do a search for Hightower Fabrication. How to do put up an antenna over 50 feet easily. I want you to watch that video. If you see a need for that anywhere, let me know. I have one of those systems that's available and ready to go. If that's something that you or Patrick deem that can be used in North Carolina. And as far as your auxiliary stations go, if they need the launcher, it's here. Y'all can take it, and there's got 500 feet of tag line with it. So just make sure that the areas that you think would need it, all you need to do is let me know, and I'll either hand it off or deploy it, whatever they need.
I'm on the phone with Rich, W4SOE.
KO4LEO.
Jim. How are you, bud?
Important question is, how's your son?
He's hateful and ill, but they fused a total of 8 vertebrae. Day before yesterday, surgery 7.5 hours long, and the nurse came in yesterday morning and said, "Get your butt out of bed. You're not laying in the bed." And he took his first steps. He wasn't happy about it, but the nurse said, "I don't care. You're walking." So he's alive and he's walking, and I'm a blessed man.
Well, we were all hoping the best for him. What hospital is he in?
Spartanburg. I don't know if it's Memorial or Regional. One downtown.
Have you gotten out of your driveway yet?
Yeah, it's not pretty. I take a piece of paint off of my truck every time I go out, but I've got it pretty much passable now.
But you talked to HKX there here in just a second. But if you see Chris, tell him old Cheese Beer said hi.
Roger that. I hope you're doing well, Jim. And hey, I just want to let you know, I'm getting pretty good at CW. I'm up to 18 characters now. I can head copy after listening to it twice. So just gonna let you know, I'm coming for you.
It's me already, because I hadn't done it in a while. I need to get back up. So maybe we can meet up in the morning on a frequency and do some practicing. So we'll have to talk. I understand that you're involved with another organization and helping those folks out. And I think we'll talk soon.
Yeah, roger that, Jim. Thank you. And tell Dan I said hello the next time you talk with him. All right, Jim, let me stand by for Patrick. You have a good day, sir. Nice talking to you.
Good to say. All the best to your son.
KW4SOE. All right, Hightower Fabrication, watch that video, see if there's a need for that. Was there anything else you needed for me to do?
Negative. I also got a 80-foot tower on a gooseneck that's movable as well. But that would require passable roads to get it in. So, I know you're going to be up there, possibly be up there. From what I saw in North Carolina yesterday, if they can use it, it's theirs.
You know, reach out and get the Fairview EOC contact information, and that way we can kind of keep an open line of communication and help each other out as needed. I've got, I don't have anything as fancy as that Hightower Fabrication, but I got some of those military tip poles and these little devices called sky hooks that you can put on the small end, right, and add a guying system and an anchor point up top. So when Rich and AJ come up from Anderson, I'm going to link up with them over here at Pelham 85 by my house. Hand off a bunch of stuff to them. I did tell them that they needed the launcher. It's theirs to use. They don't know what the picture looks like up there yet, so Rich is going to kind of run point and get an idea of can they talk back to the church via VHF simplex? Can they reach a machine? Or do they need to throw out an invis antenna? He's going up with HF radios too, so he should be able to talk back to the mothership with HF if nothing else.
Yeah, roger that. If you don't mind giving me your your cell phone, I try to get you a video of that launcher to see if it'd be something to be helpful.
Copy.
Send it.
Niner 3-1-2-1-7-5-7-0-0.
Niner 3-1-2-1-7-5-7-0-0. QSL.
Good copy.
Roger that. I'll get it in the phone to get it to you.
Or you need anything, text or call me.
All right. Sounds good, bud. I'm just I'm gonna start packing a few things up in case somebody needs it, needs the equipment. You just let me know.
That that pump up tower on the gooseneck would be handy. Until they get some of those roads cleared and widened, though, I think you'd have a hard time getting it in there.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be standing by, brother. And hey, thank you for you. That was fun yesterday. It took me back to my artillery days. That was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really did have a lot of fun under the circumstances. Right, if you can inject a little bit of fun, it always eases the mind. So, yep, anytime.
4NUE, KO4HKX.
Yep. I got it. All right, just heads up, I need you to, when you have time, I need you to start thinking some things through your head for a minute. You know, 12, maybe 24 hours out. So, at some point, South Carolina EMD may decide to pull the plug on the information net. Now, I've got no confirmation on that. Let me be clear. But at some point, I know they're going to start rolling back to release some of the resources they've been using with people logging this information. So just want to give you a heads up that may be coming. And so what you may need to think about is maybe contacting Dave. And if you need me to do that for you, I will.
KO4HKX. Roger that, Chad. I understand.
And be thinking about, okay, continuing to use the reader, the repeater in for the North Carolina side of things. I have to admit to you that I thought things were bad here, and that was one of the worst things I've ever been through here in Campobello. But after visiting the site there, that's a different level. So I definitely see that need there. But since you're the HMFIC there, then when this information net, if that's what you want to call it, starts to diminish, there's still a service that can be provided into the North Carolina side of things. So just maybe think about that, and you know. The other thing is, whatever resources that you need, you let me know what that is, and I will find it and get it to you, so that you have all the tools that you need to continue to do what you're doing.
I appreciate that, Chad. And the only thing I know I might need right now is a RFI choke, but I heard Sean say that one of the guys he's sending up here is bringing that, so... we're just going to hold with what we got for now.
Here, Gary, he's an amazing man. You listen to what he's got to say, he'll get you exactly where you need to be quick. So, the last thing I've got for you, and let me let my radio drop. Got a lot of listeners that's listening to this repeater. I just want to say that we're considering. And that I'm going to use that word, considering, from an EMD perspective side of things, for the community, to schedule some training in each county for operators who want to be involved with WinLink. I hope you see by now the value in it, especially for this type of service. And that's training that will be bring your radio, bring your computer. We will help you configure. We'll show you how to use it. Maybe about a, you know, eight hour training session to get people on board to see how, you know, to be able to help in situations like this. I'm coordinating that through each county, you know, just be advised, especially for anybody listening, that When that time comes, we'll post that information on all the repeaters so those individuals can get that training if they want to participate.
After that, trust me, I've done got a note started over here on lessons learned.
Yeah, roger that. And that's the last thing is we'll
probably be conducting some type of AAR or after action review with all of this, so that you know we can take our lessons and you know take the scar tissue and embrace it but learn from it. So all right, well let me let you go. I know you're very busy. You just let me know what assets you need. I don't care what it is. If you're gonna dream big. Let me know what it is, and I'll start working it.
That right now I don't know of anything. So I have to say everything's functioning good, other than the RF interference there, and that's completely tolerable at this point. So. It's nice to be able to go up, and I just want to relay some information I got out this morning from the preacher here at the church. Because of being able to use this repeater, we've had 13 flights of disaster goods delivered at the airport right across the street from us, 2 helo loads, all from what they've heard on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're the key instrument there, and we need to make sure that we let Dave and Johnny know, and I'm sure they know what a valuable service this is, and we need to let the people who own these repeaters and the clubs who own them. Let them see what this has provided. It's an amazing thing. So let me let you go. I know you're busy and I don't want to hold you up, but last thing is I what I saw yesterday in North Carolina, I saw people shine at the darkest moments, and that was an amazing thing to see. And I just want to say you're a key instrument in that, and I really appreciate you with your community. That's amazing to see that happen. So, KO4HKX WB9AYD 73. I'll be monitoring.
Chad, and good to hear Perry had to get up and walk, even though he didn't want to. Good to hear that is happening after what happened.
4ATP.
KO4HKX here.
KO4HKX, just wanted to, now that you're up on Winlink, what calls should traffic be sent to you via?
Net Control, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
Tom, can you clarify that for me just a little bit? I didn't quite catch it.
All right, understand you have Winlink operational now. If you would, please let me know the call sign that I should put in the Winlink address for any traffic that I send to you.
My call sign.
On that, and I'm standing by for Ed's message as well, because we've been making some contacts regarding the mobile antenna that's offered up.
Roger that. I'm going to step to the side. Y'all go ahead. KO4HKX, standing by.
W, this is W4ATP.
Then, Ed Webster down in South Carolina, he's in contact with Tom Poole about the antenna trailer, and I wanted to close it with you. They are handling it from there. Oh, it's South Carolina Aries, over.
This is W4ATP. Tom Poole. I did talk with Robert Webster, and I've closed the loop with the owner of the trailer. Patrick, I'll be sending you information regarding the point of contact via Winlink. If you determine you need the trailer and you've got cell service, you can call the trailer owner directly. If not, you can relay back to me and I'll call regarding the need. W4ATP.
And do you have the phone number for missing persons? I've got a list from Mount Mitchell, and I wanted to call them and give this list to them. It's a bunch of people stuck up on Mount Mitchell Golf Club and can't get out. Over.
4HKX, can you handle that traffic from N4EDW?
Yes, I can. 1 second, Larry, quick.
You said you had some missing, or not missing, but stranded people up on the Mount Mitchell golf course, correct?
Over. It's a long list. It must be 20 to 30 people. Over.
Let me find the email address to send that to. That's going to be your best response. There is an email to send all that stuff to on Mount Mitchell.
I got it. W4SOE.
Thank you, Sean. KO4HKX.
N4EDW, W4SOE.
Got a picture of it? I can send them a picture of it, over.
I'm going to give you a Gmail address. It's one of the net control operators on the Mount Mitchell machine, and this was the address that they published for these health and welfare missing persons site. Let me know when you're ready to copy the address.
Okay.
2 Delta Mike Golf Niner 62 Niner at gmail.com. I say again, Kilo 2 Delta Mike Golf Niner 62 Niner at gmail.com.
Kilo 2 Delta Mike Golf figures Niner 62 Niner. Over.
That is correct, and that's a Gmail address.
Picture of this. Are you familiar with Genius Scan? Over.
I'm sure it's some type of OCR or scanner imaging software.
Picture this, and then I can email this, so I'll do that right away, because that's probably the easiest way of getting it to them. I'm going to be down for a couple of hours. Is there anything else anybody needs from me right now? Over.
In access. That's your QTH, correct?
I'm not hooked up to Wynn. Over.
I'm just kind of making a note. If I end up needing somebody with access to the internet, I don't have it at my QTH right now here in Greer, so just kind of building a mental picture of the AOR so I know what resources we have where.
Access to the web. I have to fire up my generator, and I'm going to shut that off in a little bit for a couple of hours, but I also have phone service, both landline now and on the cell. So if you need me for anything, send me a text message or just call me on my cell, and I can fire up the Wi-Fi. Do you have my numbers? Over.
If you want to care to give them out over the air, fine. If not, I'll give you my number, and you can text me the information.
KO4HKX, I have them.
Up them from Patrick when he has time, Ed. You do what you need to do. W4SOE.
Up out, I hope we can use the trailer, but I saw that and wanted to pass that on. If I see anything else on Facebook, I'll pass it on. Over. Before Echo Delta Whiskey, I am closing station for the next couple of hours. Out.
KX, KC4EZN.
Good morning, Mr. Harry, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Can you give me a phone number? I've been busy clearing out stuff here at the house. I found a place that was selling gas, so I've got generator power and a full tank in the car, and I need some contact information about what we talked about last night. I'm gonna head out and see what happens there. So go with that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Contact information I have is 828-884-7610. How copy?
Okay, that was 828-884-7610. Who is going to be answering that?
Exactly who's going to be answering it, but they're the ones taking the request. It is Preacher Barton here at Anchor Baptist Mission. I repeat, Pastor Barton at Anchor Baptist Missions.
Okay, I guess what I was really asking is whoever dials that number is going to get somebody that says, good afternoon, this is Anchor Baptist Mission, how can we help you, or something along those lines, I guess is what I was looking for, just to be sure.
I would assume so, but if I can give you my number, and they can call me directly if they want to, and I can get in touch with whoever, because I'm sitting right here next to them.
Okay. Let's just hang on with their number, and if that's a problem, I'll be back in touch with you. I do not have contact with this repeater all over Asheville. There's something magic about my house. The line, I'm in a direct line over downtown Penrose, if such a thing exists. And I can get in with 5 watts sometimes down there. So, but around town, forget it. I have to be up on top of a high hill. So it will be a couple of 3 hours before I get back to you, Patrick. But I need to go over and find those folks at the church and see what's happening there. And I've got a phone call, so I'll turn it back to you, Patrick, and I'll call you in a couple of 3 hours. Thanks. KC4EZN.
Roger that, Harry. Thank you, sir. KO4HKX. Standing by.
K4HNR.
Go ahead, K4HNR.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Just wanted to let you know real quick. I've got some information I want to share. The roofing company I work for up in Flat Rock, we're up running and gunning, making repairs on houses or businesses. If anyone's got a roof leak, can I pass you the information on how to get in touch with us?
Get that information from you, Connor. Hang on just 1 second. Ready to copy when you are.
All right. It's my phone and my email. My phone number is 828-417-1277, and the email is connorm@bentonroofing.com. That's C-O-N-N-E-R-M. @bentonroofing.com. I'll copy.
Bill, on the last four, your phone number.
1277.
I have 828-417-1277. ConnorM@bentonroofing.com.
Yep, that's right. And Connor is C-O-N-N-E-R. I'll be monitoring those all day. I'll send that info to my guys. We've got crews running all over the place. And, yeah, if we can help out any way we can, we'll be there as soon as we can.
I appreciate that. I'm sure there's plenty of damaged roofs out there.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple forklifts out trying to clear some roads and just doing what we can. So, yeah, I appreciate it, Patrick, K4HNR.
Yeah, standing by.
4ZLK.
Good morning, Shane, K4HNR. How you guys doing?
I have the radio on because the cord came disconnected, and I just plugged it back in and heard you talking. Just wanted to say hello. Hope you all are well. Beth should be close, I think, or maybe she's there already.
Yep, she's downstairs drinking some green tea, catching up with the family over here.
The stone's throw away down here at the post office.
Hi, we just brewed a pot of coffee. We're just hanging around. Watching the time go by.
Text real quick.
K4HNR.
Okay, well, thanks, Patrick.
HKX, K4GOD.
KO4HKX.
John here. Not sure if you guys need it at this point or not, but I have 7 HTs. Three with screens and 4 without a screen that I can offer up if anybody needs to take one out in the field.
Repeat that for me, please, sir.
I have 7 HT radios. 3 of them have a digital display. 4 do not. And they are on the charger and available for field use if needed.
I don't think there's a need for those at the time. There's truckloads of HTs around here.
And I just wanted to make sure I offered them up and didn't just leave them sitting in a box.
I appreciate it. And limited hams around here to use them too, so. Oh, again, I missed that at the front of the QSO.
Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville.
All right, John, I thought that was you, but I wasn't sure. I appreciate the offer, but as of right now, I don't think there's a need for the HTs. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4LEO.
HKX, go ahead, Jim.
Need for eyes in the sky, aerial drone kind of stuff?
Take that, because there's places they haven't been to yet, and I know some of the guys have been flying drones out in front of the rescue crews.
Make a note here, if there's a need, get a hold of me or let me know, we could probably make something happen.
Damn it, it's KO4LAO, Lima Alpha Oscar.
Affirmative.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was, but I wanted to double check.
I think you and I got our licenses the same weekend, which is why they're not too far apart.
Yeah, roger that. I think so.
KX85WLM Mobile. Just getting on the 26, still heading your way.
You're probably about 30 minutes out.
KX85WLM.